Legion of One, written by James Swallow, performed by Toby Longworth. Once, there had been a glittering empire of matchless splendor, a place of learning, of hope, civilization, and secular harmony. The pinnacle of all human endeavor, just one step away from the final eminence dreamt of by its creator. Within the bounds of this imperium, peace reigned, and mankind flourished across millions of worlds. A great crusade of this kingdom's finest warriors, led by a brotherhood of demigods, angels, and giants, beat back the darkness at the edges of the night. They laid the final stones in the path to greatness. They fought in the name of the day when their weapons could finally be set to rest, when their emperor's great work could be unveiled. The day when everything would change. But the dream perished. Voices in the void sowed the seeds of dissent and reaped the chaos that spread. And in the firestorm that followed, kindled by old hatreds, envy, and distrust, the galaxy burned. Moving across the stars like a line of flame, the rebellion of the turncoat warmaster Horus Lupercal raged on, inching ever closer to Terra and the throne of his father, the Emperor of Man. Step by step, consuming worlds, shattering the great imperial design, Horus, first among equals of the Primarchs, the Emperor's gene-forged sons, had embraced treason. And in his wake, nothing remained. Only ashen, silent battlefields choked with the bodies of the dead, mute witness to the murder of loyalty and honor. This planet was such a place. Here, the traitors had sealed their revolt with an act of the greatest betrayal, and left behind the corpse of a world to mark the moment. It was a charnel house, a cooling ember thrown from the passing inferno. Nothing but death remained.